From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. Here are your top local stories for September 3rd, 2026. Clark County is warning customers of its comprehensive planning department about a phishing scam. Fraudulent emails are coming from an email address using the @usa.com domain name, according to a news release from the county. Anyone who receives a suspicious message claiming to be from Clark County Comprehensive Planning should contact the department before taking further action. The Reno Sparks Indian Colony Tribal Council has canceled this year's Numaga Days powwow and hand games due to the destruction of the bug and hawk fires near Reno. The event is Nevada's largest powwow. It takes place in Hungry Valley, northwest of Reno. The powwow was originally slated to take place over Labor Day weekend from September 4th through the 6th. In a news release, the tribe said its highest priority is the safety and well-being of its community. The event was slated to include a host drum, dancers, singers, vendors, sponsors, volunteers, and more. The Tribal Council is encouraging the powwow and hand games committees to incorporate activities into this year's New Year's Eve sobriety powwow to create an even larger gathering. The Las Vegas Stadium Authority approved $75 million in public funds on September 2nd toward a $158 million upgrade to ease the path into the north entrance at Allegiant Stadium. The Las Vegas Raiders will pay for the rest of the project at the 65,000-seat stadium, which opened in 2020 at the cost of $2 billion. Allegiant Stadium is a critical community asset, said Steve Hill, president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. It is driving tourism right now more than ever at a time when we need to drive tourism. We all know that the tourism drives the economy. Keeping that stadium at its current level is a high priority for all of us. It is the requirement in the law, but it's very important for our community. Raiders President Sandra Douglas Morgan attended the Stadium Authority meeting but did not address the board. She also did not speak to the Associated Press afterward. However, at the August 20th Stadium Authority meeting, Douglas Morgan noted to the board the importance of improving access to the venue's north side. Many fans walk over a nearby bridge from the Las Vegas Strip to attend Raiders game and other events. The new entry will create a more direct path to the venue by remaining on an elevated walkway. Construction isn't expected to begin until after the Raiders season ends, with the goal of being completed in late 2028 or sometime before the 2029 Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. April 3rd marked the first time in more than 75 years that Las Vegans had only one daily newspaper to read in print. The owners of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which had been printing the Las Vegas Sun since the two newspapers entered into a joint operating agreement in 1989, decided to stop inserting a Sun section into their daily paper. The move was the latest blow in a long-running legal slugfest between the two media organizations. The Sun still exists online, but the abrupt demise of its print edition nevertheless represents another step away from a bygone era when local news consumers had two and sometimes three independent hard-charging newspapers to read. From the Sun's debut in 1950 until the internet completely disrupted the newspaper business in the early 2000s, the Review-Journal and Sun were battling for scoops. Read the full story by Jeff Schumacher in the newest edition of Desert Companion, available now. Visit knpr.org at the Daily Rundown to see where you can pick up a copy. The owner of a Las Vegas independent movie theater says it rewarded more than 9,500 movie tickets in exchange for those canceling a streaming service. The Beverly Theater's Stream Strike campaign ran from June through September. In a social media post, the Beverly Theater said it exchanged 9,628 tickets. The promotion offered moviegoers one free movie ticket for every dollar of their canceled or paused streaming or AI-related subscription. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.